Hey everybody, welcome to episode 80 of Fit Friends Happy Hour. In this episode, Katie and I talk about intuitive eating again, but this time, Katie helps me through some of the issues that I've been having while trying to practice intuitive eating. Whether or not you have the same issues that I do, we hope that the questions that she asks me and the thought process that we go through together will help you work out some of the issues that you might be having while trying to learn intuitive eating. All right, let's get to the show.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Hey, Katie. So we've talked about intuitive eating in multiple podcast episodes, and I know I still have questions, and so that's what we're talking about today, right?
Yes, it's kind of crazy how this one topic, there's just, I hope you realize now by listening that it's not cut and dry, it's not black and white. And if you've been intrigued by this, it's a practice. It's something that we have to keep listening to, keep learning about in order to integrate it and to practice it.
Yeah, and I love running my questions by you because you have like this professional background, but I think really just talking it through with anyone is helpful. It's so personalized that you have to kind of ask out loud, is this working for me? Is this thing working for me? Is this thing working for me? And just talking through it with someone helps you determine that.
Absolutely. You don't necessarily have to talk to a professional, quote unquote, to still start to practice this and get benefits from it. So Lauren, we're going to use you as kind of, I don't want to say guinea pig, but I mean, we've been very clear about this on the podcast about this is something that we've struggled with. We have our own issues. And so we're just going to kind of talk it through almost like if Lauren and I were in a consult, like if she were to see me as a client, and just kind of really focus on her goals. And maybe this is something that you'll relate to, or you'll find these are some questions that you really should be asking yourself if you're in the right place to work on these things.
Right. So if you've been listening to the podcast, then you probably know a lot of what my background is. But just to like recap real quick, I had a baby 6 months ago, and I previously was definitely a black and white dieter and did a lot of that like starting on Monday, and I've tried so many different diets. And so that's like kind of where I'm coming from. If you are brand new to the podcast, you definitely have to know that before we get started.
And your goals as a new mom have definitely shifted. So tell us what are your goals right now? Do you have a focus?
My goals have been to really focus more on intuitive eating and to not go back on a diet. That's my goal. Not that I think I'm going to do that because I'm not, but my goal is to feel comfortable in my skin and to not go back on a diet, not go back to like these like dieting habits that I've had in the past. Though that's like my huge goal.
So what are some of the diets that you've done in the past?
Low carb. That's always been like my thing is low carb. And what I've learned along the way of intuitive eating is that I think kind of my low carb diet started with the fact that I don't really like bread that much. And so it was like all of a sudden low carb became popular, and I was like, oh, that's easy. Cause like, I'm not like a big sandwich eater. I don't really like pasta. So like heavy carbs, I honestly don't like. And I had to figure that out now on if that was because I associated it with being unhealthy or if it was because I really didn't actually enjoy it. And it's because I really actually don't enjoy it.
So since you've learned that you only did low carb because that's kind of what everyone else was doing, do you find your, like, what are some of the thoughts that come around when you see a salad versus a, you know, something that's got a lot of quinoa and some grains, even though it's foods, maybe higher carb foods that you like? What does your brain say? Does it say you need to choose the salad over the quinoa?
No, I think I'm past that. I'm past that. So I'm good. I don't like, I'm not like, oh, I should eat this salad, but instead I really want this quinoa. No, I'm just eating a very like wide range mix of all of that. I think more of what I'm running into with like my food choices is I don't really have much of an appetite nowadays, which blows. And it was happening in like the end of my pregnancy where I just like didn't feel like eating, and it's still happening and it's so annoying. So more of it is like I'm hungry and nothing sounds good, and so I'll eat some cheese, and then I'll be like, okay, we'll have some crackers, and I kind of have to force myself into eating foods that I used to like, because I'm like, I just need to eat lunch, like I just need to get food in. But that's also not really intuitive. So if anything, those are my struggles with food choices right now.
So it sounds like you are kind of past the diet mentality, but now so you're struggling with more of, gosh, I'm learning that I need to eat when I'm hungry and stop when I feel full, but I'm at the point where I'm just not hungry at all.
And then I'm like really hungry. And what I am dealing with the diet mentality is guilt. So let's say that like for lunch, I don't have much of an appetite. So I do just eat like cheese and crackers. Then I'm like, oh, I should have ate a healthier meal. Like this is not good enough fuel for my body.
Let's stick with the cheese and crackers for an example then. What is it about the cheese and crackers that's unhealthy?
I would say just from the onset, the fact that it's not veggies. I think ever since I was vegan, I've been so focused on veggies and getting like veggies in with every meal and obsessing over that and having like a balanced meal every single time. And so the fact that it's just like processed crackers with cheese, it's just like there's not enough nutrients there.
So you almost feel guilty for not having a vegetable, like because there's not a vegetable. That must mean that meal's unhealthy.
Yeah.
When you have that mindset of, okay, the cheese and crackers were unhealthy, how does that influence your decision for your next meal?
Whenever I don't eat like a full meal for lunch and I do more of that snacky foods, cheese and crackers, for example, then I end up eating, I'm like hungry at like 3 or 4, so then I end up eating something else, usually a snack, but not necessarily you like some other sort of snacks. So like maybe like I eat Lara bars. I eat like those pretzels with peanut butter inside of them, which I love. So then I end up eating another snack because I'm hungry because I didn't eat a full meal. And then that kind of runs into dinner. So it kind of like it does screw me up kind of because I end up snacking and then I'm like I'm hungry at a weird time and then I'm full at a weird time. And so that's an annoyance. So I guess to answer your question, it leads me to more snacking.
So you're trying to find that balance of almost like not just the what, but the portions, because you're not hungry when you eat, but then you end up being full and then you're grazing in dinner and then you're not really hungry for dinner. Does that sound right?
Yeah. And it's making me think of like some of these things that I've seen on intuitive eating. That's like people saying, oh yeah, I used to wake up every morning and have eggs. But what I realized was like, I wasn't that hungry in the morning. So then I ended up eating eggs. I now eat my breakfast like 2 hours later because that's what works for my body. Well, for me, like, and for a lot of people, I assume that's not realistic all the time. Like, I can't just eat anytime I want. Like, I'm out and about. I'm chasing the girls. I'm putting people down for naps. Like, I can't solely eat based on my intuition. And so that's like what I'm running into, I think.
Because if you solely went on how you feel in that moment, it's too late, or you're not prepared to even have anything and your options are kind of limited.
Exactly. It's like all of a sudden I'm really hungry, but I have to nurse Opie and I can't eat a salad when I'm nursing. I can eat cheese and crackers, but I can't eat a salad or whatever. Like I can't make myself a sandwich and then sit down and eat it because I'm feeding somebody else.
So do you prefer to snack all day, or do you think that like, how do you think your body would differ, or not even just your body, but like mentally, what would be easier for you, having smaller snacks throughout the day or eating kind of, you know, 3 or 4 main meals?
Mentally, I would definitely rather eat 3 or 4 main meals. this goes back to my whole like black and white approach. I would love it if my body was like robotic. I would love it if I like, if I meal prepped lunch and I ate it at noon every day and I was never hungry and I was never full. And like, I wish that was how it worked because that would be so much easier. So I would love to track how I feel after meals to know like, okay, if I eat a big lunch around this time, then I am fuller for longer so that I don't have to snack, because as I like snacking, but it's just like annoying because I have other things that I need to be doing.
I think you're in a tricky position. Like anytime you throw appetite and other things that you've got going on, it does make it hard to eat intuitively and based on what your body's telling you. I mean, I see this in patients I see all the time who struggle, we'll use weight loss specifically. They eat one meal a day. They usually eat one big meal. And so for them, you know, I'm trying to get them in this habit of eating more frequently, not even necessarily six small meals or three, you know, just eating more than once. And sometimes I tell them, you know, you have to eat even when you're not hungry to almost retrain your brain and just kind of get you in that habit loop. Because what happens if in these situations after surgery, you know, if they skip a meal, they're not going to meet their needs. So do you feel like you could eat when you're not hungry, or what is that? I mean, like, how do you feel about trying that?
Yeah, that makes sense. And I've told myself, but I haven't like done it, that I was going to eat when Sammy ate lunch, and she eats lunch at like 11. So it just seems really early to me. But if I sit down with her and eat lunch with her, I feel like that would be a really good habit because I don't have habits right now. And that's the problem. So I agree with you. Like, I would be okay eating when I wasn't hungry if it meant that it set me up for a better habit.
It kind of gives you something more to expect. And for you, it sounds like having some sort of structure, some sort of plan, it almost gives you that mental clarity, which who knows can help probably with the black and white mentality.
Yeah, it definitely, like, I don't want to be too black and white, but I do like a plan.
What is it that you feel like, why do you need the plan?
So that I don't run into the situation where I'm really hungry and I don't have the time or like the hands to make something that I want. When David's with me and I do have more time and more freedom, I'll say, oh my gosh, I'm so hungry. And he's like, sit down and eat something. And like 10 minutes later, he'll be like, have you ate something? And I still haven't. Like, I'm just like such a busy bee sometimes that like and that happens to me on a daily basis. It's almost like I'm that person that's like, I forgot to eat lunch. Never thought I would be that person. But that's kind of where I'm at now. So it's like with that structure, even if I'm like kind of forcing myself to eat, it at least it would be like, okay, food is in me. I can continue with my day.
And for a lot of people, like if you're listening to this trying to practice intuitive eating, that might not work for you. But I think with you and the season of life that you're in, it's like you kind of have to find this happy medium, which is hard for you as a black and white person. But you've said that knowing that if I have some sort of habit, I'm not going to feel that way later of just ravished and just wanting to eat everything. So it's at least worth experimenting with, even if it's just one meal that you are like, this is happening every day at 11. I eat lunch with Sammy. What are some things, like, can you anticipate anything that might get in the way from you sitting down and eating with her?
Yeah, like doing dishes, nursing Opie. I do have to nurse Opie sometimes when she eats. So maybe brainstorming some foods that I can prep that are easy to eat while feeding Opie. That would be a good idea.
Or even just having a couple backup items, like the bar or like the cheese and crackers, you know, but eating enough of that or pairing that with something so it is more of like a meal versus a snack.
Yeah, I think that's kind of where I'm at. It's like I'll eat the cheese and crackers, I'll eat the peanut butter pretzels, and then I'm like, oh cool, I'm not hungry anymore. Like, not, I don't really say that out loud to myself, but I just think in my head, like, my hunger isn't on the top of my mind. So then I keep going about my day, and then it's like 3 or 4, and I'm like, oh, I had a bowl of pretzels for lunch, so now what? So yeah, maybe I should think of, like you just said, foods to pair with those snacks. So after I eat those snacks, I can be like, oh, wait, I need to eat something else to make it more complete.
And you may find that having this kind of structure, I don't know, it might help something. It's almost like with toddlers. Like, toddlers need somewhat of structure. And, like, honestly, you're running on toddler time right now. So that structure might actually help with your appetite and kind of help to bring that back of, like, your body can expect, okay, I'm going to eat. I'm going to get fed at this next time. So maybe your hunger hormones will come back. I think it's hormonal, though. Could be a lot of things.
No, that's a good point. The appetite thing probably is hormonal because I still have all those breastfeeding hormones going on. So I hope so, because like it's annoying to not have an appetite.
I always think too, what would be one of the worst things is like having chronic nausea or just like that sour stomach. I think that would just be like the worst thing in the world.
Definitely. Are you more of someone that like gets headaches or stomach aches?
Well, as I'm talking like nasally airhead over here, I think I have a pretty tough stomach. Like people complain about things and I'm like, not like looking at things, but just, you know, oh gosh, that really hurt my stomach. I'm like, oh gosh, that didn't hurt mine. But probably stomach aches more so than headaches. My issue is because I do exactly what you do. I try to cram too much in a short amount of time. Till I get to the point where I could eat anything and everything. And it's usually when I'm teaching. I go long periods of time for other reasons, not more of, you know, you don't want to overeat and then teach and yeah, blah, blah, blah. Practice what you preach.
Yeah. Whenever we interviewed Rachel, the volleyball player last week, she was saying that she ran into those issues with playing long matches where she wouldn't want to eat a big meal before a match. And I totally get that.
So yeah, I guess I do kind of run into that too sometimes. And it always comes back to that planning piece of, you know, planning. Okay, am I teaching a class or two tomorrow? Is it at a weird time? Okay, so I probably should, yes, force feed myself a little snack before so that, number one, I have the energy to get through, you know, the classes and clients or whatever it is before having a regular meal. But kind of the same thing where it's, yeah, I'm kind of going against what I feel, but I know it's going to give me a better outcome, which is how I'm going to feel later.
Yeah. And being at home with the girls on Sundays, I never think like, oh, I need to plan my meals for the week because I'm like, oh, I'm home. I can do whatever I want. But that's not working for me. So I think I really need to accept the fact that like, although I'm physically home, I still need to plan. And that's kind of a hard pill to swallow.
Well, it's almost harder because you think, yeah, I have all this time. I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And like before you know it, the day comes and goes. And like all that you think you would have time for, life gets in the way and it never happens.
Yeah. And I'm good at like distracting myself from fixing food. Like I'll be in the kitchen, but I won't be actually fixing my food. So it just sounds weird, but it's the truth.
And the thing I always tell people with when it comes to nutrition is that everything's an experiment. You try it. If it works, awesome. If it doesn't work, like that's your body. This is like, you're not going to stop eating. Like you just try something else. You're never stuck with one way. Like you are in control for the most part, you know, so just keep trying and keep experimenting until you find something or get closer to something that works for you.
Yeah, I like that advice.
So Lauren, we're going to check back in a couple weeks and we're going to kind of go back to this and see how this experiment helped, you know, maybe what you learned. And if it didn't work, who knows? Maybe we'll just have another brainstorming session just like this.
Yes, this will hold me accountable to actually like implementing this because I've been thinking about this for a while and like it just doesn't ever change. So I got to put some effort into actually trying this out. And now I'm thinking that it would be really fun if we did another episode like this, but with one of our listeners case, like it could be like case studies. So if you want to share a nutrition like issue like mine, but doesn't have to be like mine, then send us a video or send us a DM on Instagram and we can address it in another one of these episodes.
Basically, you can get a free consult, but like you have to put all your problems on air. So just know we're putting it all on the podcast. Whatever you say is out there.
Yeah, we won't use your name, but we're definitely going to share all the details because we'd have to.
Just to give you guys a heads up, we love to keep you in the loop. We will have one more episode coming out next week with Rebecca, the sports dietitian, talking about intuitive eating with athletes. But then we are taking a little hiatus. Lauren and I are just kind of revisiting things, you know, trying to refocus, and we think a break is kind of the best idea. So it'll be about a month. I don't know. Life is just, we're rolling with the punches right now. So we're not going away forever. It's just a pause. So still stay subscribed and you'll get an update for that next episode.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some behind the scenes work on where we want to take the podcast. So as always, we love your guys' feedback. You can either write us a review or just send us the feedback directly and we can take that into consideration when we're doing our planning in July.
And part of us taking the break is practicing what we preach. You know, we tell you guys that if you add one thing to your plate, you've got to take off something else. So we know that really in order to serve you the best and, you know, make this podcast the best for you, we've got to take a step back from things and keep our plates not overfilling.
Also, completely side topic, Katie and I are going to the live Chalene show on Friday, and we are getting a photo with Chalene. So if you are also a Chalene junkie, I hope you're freaking out with us.
And hopefully, maybe you'll be there. I don't know. That would be pretty cool too. So if you are, find us.
All right, that's it for this episode. Let us know what you think about this type of episode where we're just chatting about nutrition topics. Let us know if you liked it, and share this with a friend that you think would also benefit from this type of advice that Katie shared with us today. All right, we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.